I'll tell you one thing about it I did enjoy was that there was a dilemma about who was going to play bass on Owner of a Lonely Heart, because Geddy was not going to do that. So thank you, Geddy, for playing Roundabout. But he wasn't going to play Owner. So I thought, well, I play a Rickenbacker bass at home exclusively now on my recordings. And so I decided to get one in New York and play Owner exactly like Chris had played it. In fact, all the fills and any notes he played, he didn't play a lot else than the riff, you know. But when he did, I played them the same on that show. And I felt that maybe, I'm not making a big deal about it, but basically I had an opportunity to pay tribute there towards Chris musically, which I think mostly is the way I do all my things. You know, I do most of my things through music. But it also compensated the fact that Rick was being asked to come off the microphone. He was told to stop on the cue sheets so that Scotland, Chris's wife, could talk about Chris. But because he didn't, then she never spoke. And I think that whatever little bit I did for Chris by being there and being, you know, the guitarist in the Yes, being prepared to play the bass like Chris, every note was like Chris. And, you know, I think that helped my conscience a little bit. I don't know about other people's.